Hello, this is Shelley Entine, and I'm speaking to you now about the Aquarius full moon arriving on August 22nd at 8:01 a.m. in Eastern Daylight Time. And I wanted to do this, a little bit of a chat about this, because as I mentioned in the blog and in last week's weekly astrology forecast, this is the second full moon in Aquarius, not the second full moon in a month, but in a zodiac sign. And so that adds emphasis to the sign itself and how we are feeling about the fruition energies in an Aquarian sense, which can be groups, goals for the future, friendships, independence, equality, and things such as that. And it is happening just after the ruler of Aquarius, Uranus, went retrograde in Taurus. And so this is also a moment of reviewing the things that have changed, and Aquarius is a sign that deals with sudden and surprising changes. In Taurus, this is also the Earth itself, also finances, values, and possessions, maybe real estate, those kinds of changes that are going on. The moon is conjunct Jupiter in Aquarius, and Jupiter is retrograded into that sign as well. And so we are again reviewing some of these areas, but with the Jupiter energy added, we have a lot of emphasis on the expanding consciousness aspect of Aquarius, and how have we been doing there? And how have our feelings, the moon, and our instinctive responses been awakened in some manner or revealed to us? You know, it's an interesting thing that the paradigm shift has been showing us, that a paradigm is definitely shifting, but it's showing us because of the very different points of view that are happening on our planet now about almost everything. And some of our instinctive responses, are they really just in terms of what's so, or are they just a way of dealing with something we see on a surface level without having a lot of information, an expanded view, which Jupiter would like us to consider before we're certain and before we respond? So this is something, especially at a full moon, when the energy of the moon is so powerful that it can make us quickly leap to do things, quickly move on things that we should probably allow ourselves to spend a little more time expanding on, and perhaps allowing that retrograde Uranus to be about getting more in tune with our intuitive self, which is that connection to the divine mind. It's actually not our own mind alone. This is something Aquarius is also about. Aquarius is the sign of the group. It is not the sign of the individual. And even though in Aquarius we can become eccentric expressions, sometimes extraordinarily eccentric expressions, but it isn't really about the individuated self as much as it is how that self, that eccentric self, fits into and is able to move with and merge with and blend with the highest good of the group, of the group as a whole, in terms of a country even. So this is something we look at, and the polarity is the sun in Leo, which is very much about, you know, me. What am I? Who am I? How do I express myself? And how do I keep my kingdom together? So this is what we're looking at And since this is the second time we're looking at it, and we've got a new player here with Jupiter, and we've also got a lovely configuration here called a yod, a finger of God, which is between the sextal of Pluto and Neptune from Capricorn to Pisces, being in a difficult aspect to the sun in Leo. So the sun in Leo is having difficulty adjusting to Neptune, which is the uncertainties of the fog that is also happening right now, but also the idea of bringing in a more spiritual or psychic attitude, and the profound, as Pluto can be, changes in structures that are happening now. It's difficult adjustment. And this moon and Jupiter together in Aquarius are saying, think more of the expansion into the future and think more about the expansion out of the small self and into the larger good. So it is rather an important time for us to consider these things. We have Venus in Libra, which is very much for the idea of relationship, partnership, and also, you know, weighing the scales to see how things are in terms of fairness. And will people compromise in order to reach a place of fairness to everyone? You know, compromise without becoming compromised by doing so is one of the things we have to look at here. But this Venus is moving towards a trine to Saturn in Aquarius, also retrograde. So we're looking again at that group, the friendships, the goals for the future. We're looking at the review of timing and methods and possibilities and regulations and rules and things like this. And we're looking at Venus coming in to say, let me help you. By looking at how we can make things fair and also create relationship, you know. So this is coming also at a time where Mars in Virgo is in a trine aspect to Uranus and Taurus and has just come off the exact degree of that trine. So Mars is saying, you know, I would like to help put some things in order. If you give me a chance here, I will help you with some of these changes. You know, are people really taking advantage of it? Well, Mercury is also in Virgo and has come off the conjunction to Mars. So there has been a lot of talk about these things, and now, you know, the action could follow, but Mercury is moving on, and Mercury is moving on, unfortunately, at this moment in time to the opposition to Neptune. So there is going to be a little bit of a blip on the screen, which is misinformation, not reliable people around, and also just being, you know, unable to make everything be as perfect as Virgo would like it to be. So we're dealing with these energies, and this is the full moon. So the point for you is to see if you can come to a point in the middle of the polarity of the full moon, which allows for both the expansion of consciousness, the expansion into the group good and the future, and feeling okay about your own self and being able to express yourself. That's one of the things. And then also being able to bring in the ability to use that expansion of consciousness to cope with some of what's changing and some of the confusions of life. I mean, I think it's fair to say that almost everyone is experiencing a lot of stress and struggle. And this this full moon is kind of giving you the reasons and the epitome of the issue. Because as we know, this Uranus-Saturn square that is in still orb and will be with us all the way into 2022 has been all about the fact that we absolutely must make some changes. And the really difficult time people are having with the changes, the fear element that Saturn can also be, is, you know, I don't know this. I don't know how to do this. And, of course, a lot of technical issues are coming up for people, especially with the retrograde of Uranus, because that rules these tech things, you know, internets and all of those devices. And so we are also having changes made there, and the whole idea of changing, you know, we're not going to be driving a car, the same kind of car, we're not going to be this, we're not going to be that. So, I mean, probably a lot easier for the very young who haven't been as identified, and that's what also the Leo energy is about, my identification of self. You know, this is your personality that you're presenting, and this is the role that you're playing in life. So the more identification you have with that role and all that it entails, the more difficult it is to shift. And, you know, the younger we are, the less identified we are with even these possessions. And I guess the very young are used to things changing rapidly. This is what they came in on. They came in after some of them already. Were born very close to 2012 when we went into timeless time. So they came in for that experience. And they're the ones that can surf the wave with ease. So be aware of this. I would say be kind to yourself also. Very important. Give some self-love with that Sun in Leo. And with the Venus in Libra also. Venus in Libra wants to please people and charm others. But we also need to put the balance back in for ourselves. And whatever that means, you need some more rest, you need some more activity, whichever it looks like for you. Be aware and be allowing yourself to make those kinds of decisions that will help you feel better about all of this. So that's what I wanted to say about this full moon in Aquarius, and I'll say goodbye for now.